Hey, Chris Johnson here. You ever come across somebody in your fucking travels and they don't really have the same knowledge of bullshit sayings as you do? Or they got like their own set of bullshit sayings. And I'm not talking about like if you meet somebody from the fucking South and they got all these fucking weird yarns that they used to fucking tell each other down on the farm or whatever the fuck. But like, you know, you might just meet somebody from the same fucking area, but they don't understand the same shit that you do. I remember one time my ex-wife, I said something like, that's a fucking blast from the past. I don't know what the fuck we were talking about. And she's like, blast from the past? What does that mean? Are you shitting me? Are you fucking with me right now? You've never heard of fucking Blast from the Past? Wasn't it a fucking movie title? Wasn't Brendan Fraser in Blast from the Past? Is this legitimate? Am I making shit up right now? That's a real fucking movie title, isn't it? It was a fucking movie title. He was in it with Alicia Silverstone and Christopher Walken? I don't remember any of this. But my point is, Blast from the Past is a fucking like normal cliche douchebag term. And she was like, Flash from the Past? I was like, Flash from the Past? What are you fucking talking about? You mean Flash in the Pan? Stop fucking up cliches. Maybe that's why we didn't fucking last. You know, we weren't on the same cliche wavelength. That's what I tell myself. I mean, it couldn't be that we were fucking horrible for each other and I was a shitty partner. It was just because you didn't understand basic cliches. There was one time on fucking Wheel of Fortune not that long ago when like, what did they call it? The clue? The theme? What's that shit that they put at the bottom of the page? I don't fucking watch Wheel of Fortune. They'll be like, the category is common phrases or some shit. Category? Is that it? Anyway, it was like phrases or some shit. And the fucking thing was like another feather in your cap. And these assholes had fucking every letter. It said like another feather in your, and it just said like blank AP, and like nobody could fucking get it. And I thought to myself, like, that's not a saying that I fucking use, but like people know that saying, right? Don't people know that saying? Isn't it a common fucking saying? Like, where the fuck am I from? Did I just sit on my ass as a fucking loser kid and just watch every fucking television show and movie imaginable that I just picked up all this shit? That's definitely a possibility, but Jesus Christ. Or maybe I just fucking remember everything. I don't know. I will say that I do have the ability to remember a lot of fucking bullshit that people just don't remember. Like one time I was an intern at a fucking radio station, this douchebag classic rock station. Let me tell you something too about fucking internships. They are bullshit. Bullshit. I wish I never did my fucking internship. I fucking hated it. Yeah, sure, it's been good for some fucking podcast stories here and there, but it was a pile of shit. I wanted to get into radio after college because I was a fucking broadcasting major, and they're like, you need to do an internship. It's gonna look good on your resume or whatever the fuck. Internships are just free fucking labor. These fucking radio stations, they take fucking interns from like the promotions department or the production department or the fucking whatever fucking department, and they just make you do shit like that helps the actual show, and you don't get fucking paid for it. I was a promotions intern because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I didn't want to be in promotions, but I also didn't know what the fuck promotions was. And like you're fucking at events like passing out stickers and wearing radio station t-shirts. Picture my ass in that fucking environment. That's the last thing I want to be fucking doing is interacting with these dickheads. Fucking prize wheel and shit. And people like fucking like get pissed if you didn't win. Motherfucker, it is a fucking medium Jurassic Park t-shirt. When the fuck are you gonna wear that? That fucking thing is two rungs down from that fucking wolf shirt that people buy at Walmart with the fucking three wolves howling at the fucking moon. And you wanna win that? You're fucking bitching at me because you wanna win that? Why don't you take a bite of my fucking ass? God, that internship fucking sucked. I fucking did that for an entire summer. Just worked events and shit for no fucking money. And even if I did get paid during that, like those motherfuckers make like minimum wage. It just blows. It blows. But my point is, I was working with some dickhead. I fucking hated this guy. He actually worked at the station, but he sucked. I didn't like how he talked to people. I didn't like his fucking attitude. And I don't know where the fuck we were. Some car shop or something, or a dealership, or who fucking knows. There was something about putting air in tires. That's all I fucking remember. This doesn't make any fucking sense, but I remember this. And there was this craze at the time where people were putting nitrogen in their tires. Are people still doing this? Are people still putting nitrogen in tires? Like there was some fucking thing like, instead of putting just normal air in your tires, put fucking nitrogen in your tires. I don't know if this is good or bad or why anybody would think to do that, but it was a thing. And it might still be a thing. I just don't give enough of a fuck to look it up. So this guy looks at it. He's like, why the fuck would you put nitrogen in your tires? I'm like, I don't know, bro. I'm not a fucking car guy. He's like, well, I bet you'd care if you put nitrogen in your tires and it fucking exploded. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, son? Nitrogen is inert. It's not gonna fucking explode. And that just came out of my mouth. I said that sentence. Like, bro, it's inert. What are you fucking talking about? Like, I scoffed at this. And this motherfucker didn't know what inert meant. He's like, I don't know what that means. What's inert? I was like, inert means it's fucking non-reactive. Nitrogen is a non-reactive gas. That fucking shit is inert. There is more fucking nitrogen in the goddamn atmosphere than any other fucking gas. It's not gonna fucking explode if you put it in fucking tires. Jesus Christ. Do I have to fucking explain everything? He looked at me like I had a fucking hand growing out of my ass. Like, just completely fucking baffled. Okay, smart guy. Look, I'm sorry I'm not a complete fucking dunce, okay? Why do I gotta fucking apologize for this shit? Does anybody else know that nitrogen's inert? The fucking air that your ass is breathing in right now is like 80% nitrogen. It's a little less than that. It's like 78% or some shit. But like, it's like fucking 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen. We are breathing in nitrogen all the time. It's fucking all over the place. It's probably in the air you're putting in your fucking tires anyway. It's just not fucking pure nitrogen. Hey man, we need 100% nitrogen in those fucking tires, not 78%. What kind of pussies do you take us for? That's one of those interactions that I've never forgotten. This conversation had to have happened. What year is this, 2023? This is like 18 years ago, and it was burned into my mind. Listen, if you're gonna be a smug fuck, at least have some kind of basic knowledge about shit. Don't fucking spout off about fucking nitrogen's gonna fucking explode. And furthermore, you honestly fucking think some car assholes are gonna fucking put something in tires that's gonna fucking blow it up? Or not like inflate it, like blow it up that way, but like make it explode? You know what I mean? Hey, what if we put this shit in the tires and it's gonna make it explode? Like, should we keep doing that? Who would keep doing that? God damn it. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any podcasting site that you want. Podbean, though, is the host. Every episode's on that. I'm also on Twitter. That is @JohnsonHateYou. I'm also going to be in my Facebook timeline, if that's your bag, if photos are your bag. Hot fucking photos, running photos, just random Chris Johnson bullshit. That is on Instagram and maybe the number 5 minutes.